The Osgood File, this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. If you've been wondering whether the housing foreclosure crisis is still a big deal...
And we're up 55% from July a year ago.
The answer is yes. More after this. It's dropped out of the news, but the hangover from the mortgage orgy continues. Figures for July show that more than 272,000 homes received at least one notice warning of foreclosure, 55% more than a year ago. And Rick Sharga, the vice president of RealtyTrack, points out that because states are looking for ways to soften the blow, that figure may, in fact, understate the problem.
What we're seeing is a little bit of uncertainty in the numbers based on a lot of state and local legislation that may be falsely tamping down some of the initial notices of default.
One figure is pretty firm, however. In July, luck finally ran out for 77,000 homeowners who suddenly became former homeowners when unpaid lenders repossessed their property. Another figure, of the 4.5 million homes on sale in June, about 17% were foreclosures.
California is really setting the pace in terms of the number of properties in some stage of foreclosure. Behind California are Florida, Ohio, Arizona and Michigan.
Well, buyers have complained for years about the high price of owning a home. Here's your chance. One family's misery is another family's bargain. Except even at fire sale prices, buyers can be hard to find. Lenders like Fannie Mae now have so many repossessed properties on their books, they're considering selling them off in bulk to investors. But maybe that means the worst is over. This all sounds sufficiently punitive to me. Maybe we've finally wrung the excesses out of the market so we can get back to the happy days of rising, or at least solid, home prices. How about it?
I don't see any market-driven stability until probably late in 2009.
Late in 2009. That'd be more than a year from now. Well, the president signed a housing rescue bill last month. That might work some magic. And in 20 or 30 years, we'll forget this ever happened, thereby pretty much guaranteeing it'll happen again. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, August 14th, 2008.